When we look at the two Gospels we heard today, you know, the first Gospel at the back of the church showing the triumphant entrance of our Lord into Jerusalem, and when we look at the Gospel we just heard of his passion and death, that the two might not be, there might almost be a contrast between the two. There might be a difference between the two. You know, the first Gospel is the triumphant entry of the King of Kings into Jerusalem, the descendant of David who has come to the Israelite people to set them free from the slavery of the Roman Empire. The second Gospel is the sacrificial death of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. But when we think about these two Gospels and we think about what they say about our Lord, we really see that the purpose of the first Gospel, why our Lord went to Jerusalem, was completed by the second Gospel. Through the sacrificial death of the King of Kings, our Lord Jesus Christ, we are set free from the slavery to sin. We're set free from slavery, not the slavery the people of Israel thought that they would be set free from, but set free from slavery nonetheless. This passion and death that we remember today, and will remember again on Good Friday, is the ultimate sign of our Lord's love for us. Now, this is real love. This is not just the feeling we call love, the emotional attachment that we have. But this is real self-gift, self-giving. True love is a total self-gift, giving of ourselves to someone else for their sake, not for our sake, not for our good, but for their good. This is the love that our Lord has for us. And this love is so deep, so strong, that he humbled himself, as St. Paul tells us, and emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. This love is so deep and so strong that he gave his life that we might enter into eternal life. This is the self-giving love that our Lord has for us. So how do we respond to that love? How do we respond to it? You know, we just heard the proclamation of our Lord's suffering and death. How did we respond to that? At one point, we kneel. It says in the book, all kneel and pause for a few minutes. Did we do that just because the book said, now's the time to kneel, and everybody else is doing it, so I better do it? Or did we do it like in the movie, The Passion of the Christ? If you remember that scene where our Lord is hanging from the cross, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Jesus, and John the Apostle are there. And they're standing at the foot of the cross, or at least John the Apostle is standing at the foot of the cross, because Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Jesus have collapsed to their knees. They are in such grief and anguish that they're kneeling on this rough gravel surface that the cross was dug into, or that they dug a hole and put the cross into. They're kneeling there out of pain and anguish and grief. Is that why we knelt at that point? Out of a realization of what our Lord did for us when he died on the cross? Do we respond to that love by praising our Lord as the people of Jerusalem did when he came in? Now, that might almost seem a little backwards. Here we are remembering our Lord's death, a very sorrowful moment. But we're talking about having joy. But we need to realize with great joy what this death means. He died so that we might have life for eternity. That's something to be joyful about. Do we respond as St. Paul says, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father? Is that how we respond? Regardless of how we respond to this love that we see in the passion and death of our Lord, we must not allow this passion to go without affecting us, going out without moving us in some way. It's easy when we hear this story year after year after year, and maybe twice a year if you go to the Good Friday service, that we just kind of become, well, yeah, it's the passion story again. It's Palm Sunday again. Every time we hear this passion story, we should allow it to move us. We should open our hearts to it, to hear what God is saying to us through that. And the message that God is saying to us through the passion and death of our Lord is very simple. The message is God loves us. God loves us so much that he sent his Son to free us from the sin that keeps us from him. God loves us so much that he wants us to spend eternity with him, that we might spend eternity praising him and singing Hosanna in the highest with all the saints and angels for all eternity. So the question once again, how should we respond to the passion? We should respond with love and praise for our Heavenly Father who gave us his Son to free us from sin.